Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and we've got a loaded up conference call tonight. It is Tuesday, February 9th, and importantly, we're going to be giving away our first convention ticket here tonight. So I hope you all know about our convention ticket giveaway. It's just one of two awesome promotions we've got connected with convention. In fact, we're planning on giving away 75 convention tickets just on this part of the promotion alone. So to have an opportunity to win a free convention ticket, you have to purchase your convention ticket yourself by Friday night at midnight the week prior, and you have to enroll a PLC member last week up till Friday night midnight Central Time the week prior. So those of you who have a convention ticket that enrolled somebody last week, you have an opportunity to win a ticket tonight. We give away one ticket tonight. We're going to give away one ticket on Wednesday night on Dave's call. We're going to give away one ticket on Thursday night on Amy's call. So that's three tickets a week. We've got 25 weeks till convention. That means 75 people have an opportunity to go to convention for free. We give away announce one person's name. We give them 10, 15 seconds to get on the line. If they don't get on the line in 10, 15 seconds, then we'll go ahead and announce one other person's name. Hopefully between the two people, we'll be able to give away a ticket. And if we don't, everybody will learn a lesson. They need to be on these calls. That's the only way you go to convention for free. That is a couple hundred dollar value. So before we go ahead and give away that ticket, I want to talk a little bit about regional events. I've been to both the regional events we've had so far, two fantastic events. And I love that, you know, there's a great consistency in the information and also a great personality between the leaders and the presenters that we have. So I was out in Hawaii. Amy Venner was out there as the corporate representative. We had an amazing team of crowns out in Hawaii, a lot of aloha spirit and community, a real focus on the core three, and it was a fantastic event. Then we went to New Jersey, huge event, more than 150 people. David Sandoval rocked the house with some really great information about products in general. He went rifling through, as only Dave can, a whole bunch of other products besides just the core three, but definitely landed back on core three products. We talked about retention, and we talked about the nuts and bolts of building a business. So I can guarantee you, having been to the two events so far, that all these events are going to have tons of value. It was fantastic. We saw lots of consultants and directors and executives, lots of new people. This was their first Purium event. So I really recommend that those of you in Florida, those of you in California, those of you who know people in Florida, those of you who know people in California, but even in Nevada and Arizona and Washington and Oregon, or, you know, in Florida and Georgia and Alabama and, you know, South Carolina, whatever it may be, you know, get to these regional events. It's going to be a turbocharger for your business. They're only $45, and if you're a director and above, then you can go to the Friday night dinner, which is a lot of fun. We had director's dinners at both the regionals, plus Amy did a director's dinner in Dallas and had a great little team of people from a couple of different groups there as well. So we continue to build community everywhere we go. And, you know, when I hear Dave speak, when I hear Amy speak, I know that when all said and done, that's what it's about. It's about the Million Mile Movement. It's about a mission of helping people get healthier. And you can't open up the news without hearing, you know, more assaults on our food and more opportunities with the non-GMO food that we have here at Purium. So good things going on. We got lots of fantastic tools for the second event in a row. We were sold out of Core 3 brochures before we even started the event. We were sold out of kids brochures before we even started the event. We sold out of tear pads before we even started the event. So I've asked Sound Concepts, the people who run the Purium gear store, to give us some more materials, and in fact, they're going to have physical, they're going to have a representative both in Southern California and in Florida. So they're going to have a lot more materials. We've got some new posters, some new Core 3 banners that are going to be going up on the site. So you don't have to wait till the regional comes into town. I really recommend, especially, that you get your Core 3 brochures from the Purium Gear Store, but there's lots of great tools that we've got to support those healthy happy hours. And in today's email blast, we also put out our new Healthy Happy Hour guide, which explains the flow of the presentation. And I've been hearing some really fantastic feedback on the ease of people being able to enroll new prospects into the PLC membership. And you know, we're going to talk here in a second about numbers, and that's going to be part of our conversation is, you know, what percentage of people do you get on the PLC program? And I am confident with our Core 3 program and our emphasis on a simple path coming out of the transformation for those who choose to start with a transformation, that Core 3 as a PLC membership is going to be a night and day difference as we continue to build on a bigger and broader PLC base and a bigger and broader membership, and that's what residual income is all about. So excited about this training tonight about numbers, but before we do so, I'm going to go ahead and put our call into Q&A mode, which will allow our winner to speak up. So I'm going to put this into Q&A mode. So the winner of our first of 75 convention tickets that we're going to be giving away is a woman from Florida, and her name is Kristen Tinker. So Kristen, if you could hit *6, you have about 10, 15 seconds to shout out, hit *6 on your phone, and let us know that you're on tonight's call because you can get your convention ticket rebated. Kristen Tinker from Florida, are you on the line? Da, na, 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 na. Kristen, are you on the call? Going once, going twice. All right. Well, unfortunately, Kristen had an opportunity to get a free ticket. She did it. So I'm going to turn to our next winner, actually 2-star crown from California, Mary Kay Mullally. Mary Kay, free convention ticket if you're on the line. Are you on the call, Mary Kay? *6. *6. Mary Kay.
I'm on the line, David. That's awesome.
Hey. Well, congratulations. So you had your convention ticket. You enrolled a PLC member last week. Quickly tell us about it.
Yeah. Last week, I enrolled a man that I've been talking to for over a year now that has over 100 pounds to lose, that I've talked to probably 6 or 8 times about the program. And you know what did it, David? I had the Core 3 conversation with him, and he was like, you know what, I think I can do that. And he's now on his second day feeling good and a lot of hope because he's been trying for years to shed this weight. He's over 300 pounds and needs to be, you know, a good 100 pounds less than where he is right now. So I am so excited.
Fantastic. Well, couple things, Mary Kay. First of all, thanks for your persistence. I think that's a great example. Thanks for you as a top leader in the company continuing to be out there sharing the opportunity and talking to new people and helping them. And I'm glad that the Core 3 is going to help this gentleman on his path to losing 100 pounds. So it's a fantastic story. And congratulations. You will be getting your ticket rebated in an upcoming weekly paycheck.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to put this back into presentation mode. Congratulations to Mary Kay. Well, cool. Well, giving away our first ticket, 74 more to go. If you want to get your ticket, make sure you got your convention ticket first. Make sure you enroll a PLC member this week. If you do, then you can potentially have your name called next Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday night. And if you've already got your convention ticket, if you already enrolled somebody last week, you better be on the call Wednesday. You better be on the call Thursday. It's your opportunity to win a free ticket. So glad we gave away our first ticket, one for one there. So it's going to be exciting. We got another promotion as well, our LEAP Rank Advancer promotion. I don't have time to go through that here tonight, but boy, it's really the richest convention promotion we've ever done. And not only do you have an opportunity to get your convention ticket paid for, a couple nights of hotel paid for, but $500 in cash, which for most people will pay for most, if not all, their travel. So you can be going to convention pretty much for free if you're one of our top LEAP Rank Advancers. And that leads very nicely into our training tonight, which is about numbers. So numbers are interesting. You know, numbers are interesting because some people are really scared of numbers. Some people feel numbers are complicated. Some people feel numbers are negative. Some people feel that numbers make things not personalized. So there's a lot associated with numbers, and especially if you're somebody who, you know, is more interested in kind of the arts and creative side of your brain, you know, numbers may not be your favorite thing. And I would say that as a business person, it's really important that you get more and more comfortable with numbers, or at least have somebody that you're working with, whether it's a business partner, whether it's an upline member, who can help you with numbers to keep you focused on what it is that you need to do. Because if you're ignoring the numbers, if you're not interested in the numbers, if you're just trying to wing it, it's very, very difficult to be successful. So remember, there are numbers on your commission check. So I know you like those numbers. There's numbers on the group volume to advance in rank, and especially those who want to get your LEAP rank advancer points, you know, you're going to need to know how much group volume you need. And then there's numbers on the activities that are underneath those rank advancements, that are underneath those commissions. And so the numbers link everything together. It's our objective way of measuring things. And so that's one of the things that's important to understand, is that, you know, some people work harder and some people work less hard for the same results. And the numbers will help us to understand what's working best for us and where our challenges are, where our holes are, so that we can fill those holes so that we can get more and more efficient. Because if you're like me, you know, it's all about the results. It's all about, you know, the financial freedom that you ultimately want to get. It's all about, you know, having a business that provides you the opportunity to get, you know, the lifestyle that you want. But before you get that, you need to put in the time and the effort. And the more efficient we are with that time and effort, then the better off things are going to be. So let's talk about a few numbers that are important. And what I want you to visualize is a funnel. And, you know, that's kind of a traditional mentality that people have in traditional sales, is a sales funnel. And the reason that they use the analogy of a funnel is because you need to put more people in the top of the funnel than come out the bottom. And that's just the reality when you put somebody, you know, when you have a process, it doesn't matter what kind of process you have, that you put something in one side and then ultimately there's some inefficiency that happens during the process, and then there's something that comes out the other side as far as, you know, what would be labeled as success. And really in our business, we have two or three funnels. We have a funnel that's for prospects. So we're taking somebody who has never heard of Perium, and we're inviting them to learn more about Perium. We're making a presentation so that they can evaluate and do their due diligence and get the information they need. Then we're having an enrolling conversation and offering them a gift card, maybe talking with the upline and trying to have them make a decision. So we have a very simple little prospecting funnel, but there are opportunities for people to be efficient, and there are numbers that we can look at to see how efficient that prospecting funnel is. And once somebody comes into the business, we have another funnel. And that funnel may be the product usage funnel, or that also can be the sharing funnel as well. So, you know, the product usage funnel is, you know, what products are they purchasing, how long are they purchasing, how long are they staying on. So that's one part of their, you know, Perium experience. And then there's also the sharing side, which is how many people are actually handing out gift cards and how effective are they in getting started in their business. And then you've got another funnel, which is once people start to share, how easily and quickly are they moving up the ranks. So really in your business, if you could draw on a piece of paper, you probably have three or four funnels in which you want to move people from never hearing of Perium all the way up to Royal Crown 2. And, you know, the better you are in all parts of this business and the more that you understand your numbers, the easier it will be to highlight where you're losing and becoming inefficient in this process, if that makes sense. So, you know, one of the things that's always good too is to work backwards and, you know, to look at your numbers as far as what it is that you want in your life and what it is that you want from your Perium business. And one of the things that's nice about our compensation plan document is it does show what the average earnings is per rank. So you can see that if your goal is to earn $3,000 a month, and I know that some people say, my goal is to earn $50,000 a month. Well, you know, understand that your activities need to match up with your goals. So to say that I want to earn $50,000 a month, but you're only going to do this 4 hours a week, you know, the chances of your activity funnels and your numbers being able to match up with the amount of momentum you need to create that is probably unrealistic. So I think it's important that you set your goals and work backwards from your goals, tie them to your why and why you're doing this business, tap into that emotional side and make that number have a feeling for you so that you're clear as to why that number is important, and then to figure out or to work with your upline to figure out what kind of activities are necessary to get to that rank, to get to that financial amount, and to try to set a realistic timeline of how that would work. So working backwards from, let's just say, the number of $3,000 a month, which is a substantial amount of income. If I could snap my fingers and, you know, you could earn an extra $3,000 a month or $36,000 a year, I mean, for most people, the amount of money you would need to have in a savings account or even a stock market account to earn $36,000 a year, you know, depending on what return you're getting, I mean, it could be a $500,000 to $1 million is what you need to have saved up to earn that $36,000. If you had a job and you were going to get a 5% raise to earn $36,000 extra dollars, I mean, you'd have to be earning $720,000 a year. That's a pretty nice job. To earn another $36,000 in the next year. So $3,000 a month is a substantial amount of income. But let's just use that for kicks right now. So what does $3,000 a month look like from a number standpoint? That's $30,000 in volume because that's Green Diamond. Our average Green Diamond earns $3,200 a month. So you need $30,000 in volume. If the average person in your team is doing about 100 BV per person, that's 300 people ordering. So that gives you a very concrete goal and a way to look at your business. Now, hey, if people are ordering more than 100 points, if you're great at promoting the kids' products and the skincare products, and you know the core three is 100 points, but the kids' products, you know, the MVP and the Power Kids, that's another 100 points. You know, the skincare, I think, is 170 points. So the more that you have people ordering extra products, you might only need 200 or 250 people ordering if you've got a more efficient customer ordering funnel and people are ordering more products. So that's a way to look at your business, drive numbers, and drive volume to make things better. So that's a really simple analogy of looking at numbers and working backwards and saying, okay, now I have a better picture of what it is I'm looking for. I want to earn another $3,000 a month. That will allow me to get out of credit card debt or pay for vacations without putting it on a credit card or saving up for kids' college or saving up for retirement or buying a new car or buying a new house or getting out of a second job or ultimately leaving my job, whatever it may be that you're looking for. And if that's your goal, then now you've got a plan. So then you can start to think through, you know, how many people do you need to enroll to help you to create the momentum to get those 300 people. Now, you know, for those who have 300 people, it's done in a variety of different ways. It's done with some people, they enroll 20, 30, 40 people to get 300 people because they're really good at the prospecting funnel but not so good at the building and sharing and training funnel. Other people, they enroll 7 or 8 or 9 people, but those people are duplicating and they're good at the training funnel and they're helping people to duplicate, and those 7 or 8 or 9 people could turn into 300. So that's how looking at numbers and looking at the business will help you to understand where your strengths are and how to adjust. But I think the most important funnel and the most basic funnel is the prospecting funnel. And I'm so glad that Mary Kay won the first ticket as a 2-star crown. You can tell that even our crowns are out there still working the prospecting funnel. They're still out there inviting new people and presenting to them. And her story was a great one. She's been talking to this gentleman for a year. And now she had something new to talk to him about, the core three. He was unwilling to do the transformation the 4, 5, 6 times that she asked him about the first times. And now she found something new to talk to him about. So what is that presentation, or what is that prospecting funnel look like, and what are some of the key numbers? So it starts with your prospecting list. You know, now the more people you could possibly talk to, the better off that you are. But really, to me, it's less about how many people you could talk to and how many people you do talk to. Let me say that again. It's less about how many people you could talk to and more about how many people you do talk to. So, yes, does a chiropractor or somebody who's got a business in which people are walking in the door every day looking for better health have a nice little advantage about people to talk to? Sure. But most people on their phones have hundreds of contacts. Most people on their Facebook have hundreds of contacts. And if you don't have hundreds of contacts on your Facebook, it could take you just a few weeks and you can quickly cultivate hundreds of contacts on your Facebook. Most people, whether it's church lists, school lists, soccer lists, you know, you have hundreds of people that are your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, business contacts, former business contacts. There are lots of people that you could talk to. So the first number that you need to look at is how many invitations are you making this month or this week or this day? Depending on how active you are in the business, if you're relatively inactive, you should be measuring your invitations every month. If you're fairly active, every week, and if you're super active, every day. How many new people are you talking to? David Scoltetti in the New Jersey Regionals talks about 30 people in 30 days, and I think that's a really solid number that most anyone could do, to reach out to connect with, and to invite at least 30 people to learn more about Purium. So then what are you inviting them to? You're inviting them to a presentation. The most obvious presentation is a healthy happy hour, and they're often the most successful, but you can invite them to text Purium to 55678. You can invite them to your website to watch a video. Whatever the presentation is that you as a tour guide are referring them to, that you should measure how many presentations you're actually taking people to. Now, one of the things that's nice about the Healthy Happy Hour is you know who's showing up and who's not. One of the things that's nice about the phone app, if you're using the phone app, is when you send a video, you know if somebody watched it or didn't. So, you know, that's a way to capture more effectively, if you made 30 invitations, how many people actually saw a presentation. So if you're inviting 30 people to a healthy happy hour and only two show up, that tells you, wow, maybe I need to get better at inviting people to a healthy happy hour. How can I get better? What did I do right? What did I do wrong? What did I say? What did I not say? You know, that gives you a sense of maybe there's a hole in the funnel there. Maybe I invited the wrong people, you know. So if 12 people or 15 people show up, then that's fantastic. That's, you know, a great number to be able to do a presentation to. So then the next thing is after the presentation, whether it's a healthy happy hour, whether it's website, video, the next number is the enrollment conversations. That's the conversation where you're in front of the TerraPad, you're in front of the website, you're handing out a gift card and asking people to redeem it. You're, you know, asking them to take action. So again, looking at the number of people that have seen a presentation compared to the number of people who make a decision to say yes and enroll or to redeem a gift card also gives you a sense of whether there's an efficient funnel or a hole in your funnel from a number standpoint. So maybe you're trying to do it by yourself and you're not using your upline. Maybe you're using an upline person that's not the right upline person to connect with these prospects. Maybe you're, you know, trying to oversell them. Maybe, you know, maybe you're fantastic at it and you're really great at enrolling new business. But no matter what, you need to have somebody that you connect with that is the person that you're counting on to help to get people started right. So, you know, that those are some of the numbers you can look at, from the invitation to the presentation to the enrollment, you know, as to how your funnel looks, to know whether, you know, you're going to enroll enough people to create the momentum so that you can get to your target and get to your green diamond rank. The same thing with the product usage. You know, how many people that you enroll get on PLC? We're seeing those numbers rise now, where I think it's like 85% of people are now PLC members when they enroll. So, you know, that number I think was maybe 60% a year and a half ago. So we've done some things to help that, and you've done some things to help that culturally to increase that percentage. How long do they stay ordering? Are you following up enough? Are you sharing new education and information? Are you telling about the kids' products? Are you telling about the skincare products? How can you make more value? How can you move the numbers in that product ordering funnel? What percentage of your members actually share gift cards? What percentage actually have healthy happy hours? What percentage have even one gift card redeemed? You know, so looking at that funnel and seeing how quickly you're activating people and how well they're getting activated. So the more that you can look at your business and put it on a piece of paper and look at the numbers to it, the easier and better you'll become at where you can make adjustments so that you can become better. So you could be an awesome inviter, but the presentation you're sending to them is not the right presentation. Or you might be awesome at inviting and getting people to presentations, but you're having problems enrolling them because you're not using your upline. Or you're awesome at inviting and presenting and enrolling, but you're not so good at getting them started with the product right. Kind of leave them by the wayside. Or maybe you're good at getting them on PLC and getting them started with the product, and you're so excited about the product, you don't ever get them sharing gift cards. Or you get them sharing gift cards, but you don't show them what's necessary to get the consultant in their first month and why that's important and inspiring them to come out of the gate. So look at your business, and as your business gets bigger, the numbers actually become more important because there are more things to look at and more opportunities to improve. And ultimately, when your business gets big enough, it gets hard to move the big number. It gets hard to move the group volume number by yourself. When you're a red diamond or a crown or a two-star crown, you know, you can't move that group volume number. But what you can do is focus on the right people. You can focus on the right activities. You can be teaching the right things and getting those numbers to move in a smaller way. And you can also always go back to what Merit Kay just did, which is enroll new people yourself and create some volume very close to you, as I like to say, high and tight, that is very profitable volume for you. So no matter who you are in the business, starting back in that prospecting funnel and going and inviting at least 30 people to look at our business and look at our videos and try some products or come to a healthy happy hour, you know, that's always, always a good use of your time. And in fact, for anybody who's relatively new, that's really the best and only use of your time is to be talking to new people and putting them through that prospecting funnel. So hopefully you got a couple ideas from that. I mean, it's hard to give you all the details on all the numbers in the business, but look at your prospecting funnel, look at your customer funnel, look at your enrolling funnel, and look at your business building and promoter funnel, and see where you're having success and congratulate yourself on that and where you can be a little better and make those adjustments. So thanks so much for listening in. And tomorrow night we've got a transformation support call, as well as David Sandoval going to be giving away a convention ticket, and I'm sure talking about some awesome stuff on the product side. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And get your convention ticket, get your regional tickets, and we will see you in California and Florida here in just a week and a half. So good night. Thanks, everybody.